sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Cool.
It's a cold night in early April in southeast Alaska, and two researchers have caught a western screech owl. Biologist Steve Lewis held the little screech owl as Michelle Kissling attached a tiny backpack radio transmitter. For the next 10 months, this owl will be transmitting his location, hoping to answer questions about screech owls in southeast Alaska. To find owls in the wild, biologists often use hooting surveys. They drive roads at night, stopping every mile or so to play recordings of owls, or they imitate owl calls and listen for wild owls to respond. It can be an excellent method for detecting many species of owls. But with some owls, such as western screech owls or boreal owls, it may be only effective early in the mating season, in late winter and early spring. With radio-equipped owls, Lewis and Kissling can locate the birds and compare their response to hooting surveys with their actual presence.
There's some evidence to show that once birds attract a mate and they get down to business, that they're not really vocalizing very much at that point. They're really just focused on hunting and provisioning the female on the nest. So if that's true and we're surveying really late, then you gotta wonder how many birds you're missing. You know, you don't want to...
Kissling and Lewis are also learning about the owl's preferred habitat and other basic natural history information. Where are the birds? What is their home range? Are they nesting? What are their numbers and relative abundance? What is their distribution in southeast Alaska? When do the young disperse? And how far do they move? For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.